And we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, excuse me. Can't talk right now. We are chatting here today with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy here from the City of Manhattan. And we'll continue our conversation in a moment. We have a caller standing by that waited through the break, and we appreciate that. Good morning, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how credible and how effective these tests are going to be. I mean, you could get tested 1 week, and next week you're going to be entirely different. So, I mean, unless you're getting testing every single day, I don't know how credible this is. That's what they're selling you. But, you know, if you got a high fever, if you got symptoms, I mean, I think you should get tested, no doubt about it. But this stuff can change day to day, it seems to me. Am I wrong here or what?
Well, let somebody comment.
No,
here.
I think you've pointed out some of the challenges that even the medical community have had with this, where folks that aren't necessarily symptomatic have been able to transmit the disease because, you know, they don't know they have it. But clearly there's evidence that the virus has spread even without symptoms. So I think we've been successful in flattening that curve and you know, right now we don't have, I mean, there's minimum availability of those instantaneous tests, and I think those will continue to develop, and we might be able to have that capacity. But at the same time, you still have to just kind of use basic flu management to help try and alleviate and keep people isolated so that they don't infect other people. But that's been the challenge, is that it appears this virus does spread before you even have any symptoms.
Right. Yeah, no, I think, you know, I think Ron and everybody has pointing out testing is the key. Unfortunately, we don't have any medicine. We don't have any treatments. We don't have a vaccine. And unless we have any one of those things, we still have to rely on just the social distancing piece. We've had over 42,000 deaths in the United States. And we had 100 as of yesterday, and I'm sure that's going to increase in the state of Kansas. But at the same time, we have to figure out a way where we can test more people since we don't have a vaccine. And hopefully, you know, Kansas State University and other universities and other pharmaceutical agencies are working on products such as that to get more out to us, to our communities in Kansas.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking during the break, you know, the Riley County Health Department has some great graphs on their website that kind of give you a good breakdown of kind of what we're seeing in terms of cases here.
They do. They added a couple new ones yesterday. One of them is showing our own test results. Obviously, we don't have a lot to compare to, but it does show how many negative tests that we have had relative to positive tests on a daily basis. So I would encourage you to go to their website and look at that. It also, we're unusual in our demographics for the folks that are testing positive or much younger than what the folks are, say, comparing that to Wyandotte or Johnson County, where most of the folks, the vast majority of folks testing positive and that have had complications have been elderly.
Well, try to get into the agenda here in just a moment. We do have another caller here, though. Let's get to them real quick. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I believe there's a statement made a little earlier in this program that the governor decided we'd close K-State and the K-State would close the K-State. Well, I think it's pretty much a mutual thing in the state. I think the Board of Regents probably had something to do with that. I just thought that was a little misleading to blame it on K-State and to blame it on the governor. Now, I know we're in a political battle getting soon here, but we need to get politics out of this stuff and become Americans. We can't be fighting. We got to get together. If we don't get together, we will never make it. So please consider that. And in your reporting, not your reporting, but your comments, let's keep them factual. Thank you.
Right. Well, maybe he's referring to me, but in my understanding, first of all, I can't agree with anything more than saying let's keep this out of politics. I completely agree with that statement. I think the as far as the closing of Kansas State University, yes, I think the Board of Regents was involved in that discussion, and probably the governor was involved in that discussion. I don't know if they were or not, but I do know that each community was doing it separately. Each university was rolling out their plans separately. It didn't come out as one massive executive order for universities to shut down. So my understanding, being in the city of Manhattan, Kansas State University was one of the first universities to make a decision to say, tell students not to come back into town and to move on to online classes. I could be wrong, but that's my understanding. And the stay-home orders came a little bit later from the governor. Until then, there were precautions such as have 250 or fewer people at gatherings, wash your hands, make sure you don't go out, and things of that sort. But the stay-home order came a little bit, a few weeks after the universities had made the decision. She was one of the very first governors to call K-12 schools to shut down. That's the fact. The roles that all of them played, I'm not sure who came first, who came second, who came third. I don't know with those decisions. But I do know their primary reason was public health. And I think that's the primary priority for every agency that is making these decisions right now is public health, regardless of political affiliation.
You know, just judging by the calls we're getting here today, there's obviously a growing frustration with everything going on. It's lingering on for a little more than a month now. But I think one thing that we need to kind of keep in mind here with all these measures being taken is that you take these kind of measures now, and who knows, maybe in about a month, the entire curve is flattened nationwide, and then we can start reopening some of these things. You take the measures now, who's to say you can't, you know, adjust them later?
Right. Exactly.
I'll tell you what, let's continue our conversation here. We got, you do have a meeting here tonight, and there's quite a bit on the agenda here tonight. Let's jump into it. First up on the agenda will be a Riley County Police Department update. And of course, Law Board met yesterday. A big announcement there was they're recommending a zero increase on the budget. And imagine that'll be brought up here as you guys work to prepare your budget for 21.
Yeah, that'll certainly influence a lot of aspects. Clearly, the police department budget process is unique in that they have to have their budget statutorily prepared prior to July 1st. So the police department is funded totally by property taxes from the city and the county. We don't know at this stage what will happen with regard to property taxes. Generally speaking, most property taxes are paid in January and May. Usually that January payment is the largest. So after May 10th and about the first week in June, we'll know kind of what the parameters are from the second half property tax payments and whether or not those show up. There has been some discussion from the legislature and other folks, such as the State Chamber of Commerce, that are calling for moving that payment date back, similar to what the state did with income taxes. So those could have significant impacts on our budgeting process as well. So clearly there's some discussion to occur over the next couple of months. From that standpoint, Kansas is somewhat unique in that we're required to have our next year's budget submitted and completed by mid-August. So there's a lot of you're only a little more than 7 months through the year of revenue when you do that. So, and you have to publish it the month before. So whether or not those dates could be adjusted would be, you know, if they're going to move that property tax deadline back, maybe they also move back the date by when we have to submit and finalize our budget.
And it sounds to me like from the city standpoint, you probably would like to make that decision as late as possible.
Absolutely.
Did you want to?
I was going to say, I don't know how drastically the financial numbers are going to change. We know it's going to be bad, even for the property taxes. Even if that deadline is moved, we may still have more than normal delinquencies. Because if that deadline is moved, that means we're probably still at a stay-home order, and maybe a lot of people, a lot of organizations still can't pay that property tax. So even if you move it, it doesn't mean it's necessarily better. It just means we're in a prolonged situation as far as our financial budget needs to be met. I think Law Board, I did listen into their conversation. One thing, we're all going to look at COLA. We're all going to look at step increases. We're all going to already doing hiring freezes and such, furloughs. But when you have, and you're talking about firefighters or police officers or EMS, those are your frontline people in the pandemic as well as in regular running the city. So I would not look at cutting staff in those three areas. But once again, we are in unusual times and we need to take all the safeguards as possible financially, but also keeping the individuals that are on the front lines for public health also in place and taking care of their needs. So I think it's a very challenging time and a very complex situation as far as budgets are concerned. And we also don't know what the federal agencies are going to give us to supplement some of the gaps that we have right now. So there's a few unknowns from the federal government as well.
Yeah, from what I heard from the Law Board yesterday, you know, you start at the zero point. You may have to make additional cuts depending on revenues. But, there's still a possibility that, you know, not right this moment, but later on, we could be talking layoffs.
Right.
Those are possibilities in the future for sure, depending on where we stand with our whole revenue aspect. And the longer we wait to make those decisions, the less money we'll save. But so that's something that's clearly on our mind.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and continue on with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Yusha Reddy. We'll talk about the rest of the agenda items on tonight's City Commission meeting, which starts at 7 p.m. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.